He took up his sheets of foolscap. "You are, of course, the Mr. John Garidev mentioned in this document. But surely you have been in England some time." "Why do you say that, Mr. Holmes? I seem to read sudden suspicion in those expressive eyes."
"Your whole outfit is English."
Mr. Garidev forced a laugh.
"I've read of your tricks, Mr. Holmes, but I never thought I would be the subject of them. Where do you read that?"
"The shoulder cut of your coat, the toes of your boots, could anyone doubt it?"
"Well, well, I had no idea I was so obvious a Britisher. But business brought me over here some time ago, and so, as you say, my outfit is nearly all London. However, I guess your time is of value, and we did not meet to talk about the cut of my socks. What about getting down to that paper you hold in your hand?"
Holmes had in some way ruffled our visitor, whose chubby face had assumed a far less amiable expression.
"Patience, patience, Mr. Garidev," said my friend in a soothing voice. "Dr. Watson would tell you that these little digressions of mine sometimes prove in the end to have some bearing on the matter. But why did Mr. Nathan Garidev not come with you?"
"Why did he ever drag you into it at all?" asked our visitor,
with a sudden outflame of anger.
"What in thunder had you to do with it? Here was a bit of professional business between two gentlemen, and one of them must needs call in a...